And welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And to say there's a lot of depressed arable farmers out there at the moment would be an understatement, to say the least. After another mixed weather pattern over the past few days, things could, and I stress could, be settling down again for a few days later this week. It's a strange old situation where newly sown oilseed rape in parts of the UK won't germinate for the lack of moisture, and in other parts it's too wet to even plough, let alone think about drilling crops. And now, to help with the battle that's become this year's harvest, a batch of combines have arrived in the north as a result of farmers, with too many acres and too little time, hiring them in from the south where harvest is already finished. It's all a costly job, but sheer determination will get us through, was the comment of one farmer I spoke to over the weekend. To add further to the woes of the crop farmers, fuel continues to edge upwards price-wise, and 70 pence a litre is now on the horizon for red diesel users. And the new season fertilisers are more than edging upwards, with 34.5 nitrogen close to £350 a tonne this month, and 20-10-10 already at that mark. Now, Scottish hill farmers have been dealt a severe blow last week, with the EU applying a ban to the sale of Azulox spray from the end of this year. Azulox is a vital tool in controlling bracken, and its ban has left a lot of farmers in our MFR patch just simply furious. But it all appears to have been a mix-up by the company who manufacture the active product, Azulam. Here's Alan Smith, MEP.
Well, the latest twist is essentially that the company needs to get its act together, and if you're going to try and license a bracken control agent, you shouldn't be trying to do that as a spinach aid to growth. They put the legal authorisation in under the wrong basis. The committee looked at it and the committee didn't like it because it's not been proven to be safe to the satisfaction of the committee. Now, Azulam is important as a bracken control agent, and bracken does need to be controlled. Bracken's not growing at the moment and it's not going to start growing until the spring, so we've got a short window in order to get the proper authorisation done. There is a way for the UK government to grant what's called a emergency derogation so that it can continue to be used, but we've also got some time built into the timescale as well in terms of when it's going to be banned and when we can continue to use it. So it's not the end of the story, but the fact is the committee has said this isn't good enough, you need to tighten up your paperwork.
And tomorrow we'll have more from Alan Smith, MEP, on exactly how the politicians will be fighting the farmers' case for them. And that'll be right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.